With me today is Bill Hutchison of the One Bass Organization, and I guess you guys are really gearing it up right now, Bill.
Well, we certainly are doing the best we can. One Bass has gone through some significant changes this season. We've gone away from a single sponsor who's across the board provided our boats and prizes for our events to actually more of a PGA-style format, if you will, with different sponsors providing a major prize for each event. We've scaled back a little bit this year. We've got four events, two in Northern California, two in Southern California, and different sponsors for each event. We just actually finished up this past weekend with our first open. It was Bob's Marine Open out of Lake Orville, California. We went ahead and gave away a Champion 187 boat to the first place winner, outfitted with a Mercury 175 horse Optimax, Lowrance Electronics, Motor Guide Trolling Motor, Trojan Batteries, all in all about a $36,000 first place package.
Not too bad. When you think about, you know, going out and fishing an event and getting an opportunity to win a boat, boy, that's big news.
Absolutely, and that's essentially what we've got lined up for every event. Last year, Ranger, of course, was good enough to be our across-the-board sponsor. This year, they are sponsoring the U.S. Open, which, of course, is our keystone event that occurs in September at Lake Mead. But we've had other sponsors come on board. Triton Boats through AIM Marine in Lakeside is going to be sponsoring our next event at Lake Havasu coming up on February 26th and 27th. We've got Gone Fishing Marine out of Davis, California. They're going to sponsor our Delta event with a Nitro 882 boat. And then later in the season, April, May, we've got Anglers Marine is sponsoring our Diamond Valley Lake event, also with a Ranger boat. So it's an interesting mix this year. Guys are getting used to having these different sponsors at the event. And the feedback that we've had so far has been real good. One of the things we've done to change up our format is instead of doing everything just on the Friday night partner pairings, we also get together and we kind of have an Anglers Appreciation Barbecue after our Saturday weigh-in. The sponsors come out, provide barbecue for all the fishermen. We give away about 10 grand worth of raffle prizes at each event. And it's something that, again, this was our first event at Orville last weekend, so the guys were kind of feeling it out, but the feedback we're getting is they really enjoyed it.
Well, you know, it's kind of unique. I mean, we look at, you know, you guys are involved also with the Bass Fan Army, and that's kind of what we're doing there, too. I mean, you know, really bringing all comers, and, you know, Skeeter Boats, of course, is a title sponsor of that, but they look at this thing as, hey, we're trying to bring the sport together. It sounds a little bit like maybe what you're doing at One Bass.
Exactly. You know, we're obviously, bass fishing is a very serious endeavor. You know, the guys, the level of professionalism out there and level of competition has never changed. But by the same token, we're also trying to make it a scenario where, you know what, guys, we can go out and we can fish hard, but afterwards we can also play hard and have a good time. There's no reason that we need to approach this from such an ultra-serious standpoint that we actually make it a scenario where the sport's no longer fun. You know, again, we want this to be enjoyable for everybody, and go out there, bust your hump on Saturday and Sunday, but after it's all done, you know, sit back, have some fun, and enjoy the festivities.
Well, you know, that's a very unique approach, and I think it's one that has lots of merit, because you look at what's going on in our sport, you know, there's a lot of serious things that are going on, but on top of that, there's a lot of fun things that are going on as well, and when you look at this thing, you know, any sport that really has any kind of a bearing in what's going on in the world today, you know, you got to have that fun mixture in there, because if it's not, you kind of lose popularity very quickly.
Absolutely, Terry. And, you know, I can tell you from my own personal experiences, when I was a young buck, I started out bass fishing and got into the club events and did some team events. And I was just so serious about the competition that I burned myself out on it. And, you know, I'll still do an occasional charity tournament or something like that myself. But doing the entire tournament trail, you know, the way it was in the past, it was a very serious undertaking. And quite honestly, you know, it's a lot harder work than most people think. So, again, if you can inject some fun into it, you just make it a overall more enjoyable experience. And that's what we're doing this year with our events.
Well, you know, it's really funny because the financial obligations, I think, sometimes are missed, too. You know, a guy has that, you know, $40,000 boat. He's got a, you know, a pickup truck or maybe an SUV that he's pulling it with is probably at least that much. And then on top of that, your entry fees and everything else and tackle and associated, you know, staying expenses and those kind of things, it adds up pretty quickly. So that makes it serious. But if you can interject that little bit of fun in there, that's what you want to do.
Right. And, you know, speaking of the financial end of things, too, we have actually our entry fees have gone up this year for the One Bass Circuit, but we've also increased our payback. And there are some other things that are starting to happen as well, too. We've got goodie bags that we're giving out with every event that have various items from our sponsors. The actual main sponsor of the events, they're giving out event-specific hats and T-shirts. And in addition to just the regular payback, we've got a lot of things going on this year we've never had before. You know, just to start right from the top, Ranger Cup. We've always had a Ranger Cup competition, which is a season-long points race. top winner of that event, or I should say the top winner of the Ranger Cup for each particular event in the past, was getting a check for, I believe it was $1,000. Well, this year that's been bumped up to $3,000 per event. Additionally, the end-of-the-year Ranger Cup winner, the winner of the overall point standings, that is, would receive a check for about $5,000. Well, that too has changed. They're now receiving a fully rigged Ranger 519 boat, which is, you know, as you know, worth over $30,000. We've also partnered up with Mercury to bring a couple more awards to the table. This year we have what's called the Optimax Big Bass Award, in which the largest fish caught during one of our One Bass Pro AA events is going to receive a Mercury 175-horse Optimax motor with the option to upgrade. Mercury Cup, which is a competition amongst our AAA anglers, in the past it's been a $500 check for the winner of the season-long points race. Well, it's still a $500 check, but there's now a Mercury Optimax motor being thrown in on top of that. In addition, we've got a whole bunch of other sponsors who have come forward. Trojan Batteries, they've got a contingency award per event. Motor Guide Motors, West Marine, Cabela's. I've even gone so far as throwing together my own tournament director contingency award, which is worth $1,000 worth of product. Cast Wireless Lanyard Systems is also doing a contingency award that's worth $1,000 per event. And then what I think is the most interesting of all is we've teamed up with Ford, and Elko and Ford's been a longtime sponsor of ours, as well as the Southern California Ford dealers, and we actually have a, what's called a Ford Angler Appreciation Award this year. We are drawing from each of our One Bass tournaments, as well as some of the other events that Western Outdoors does, one name from each event, and the winner of that gets about a $250 goodie bag. But more importantly, we're inviting these people to an end-of-the-year banquet at which they will have a 1 in 15 chance of winning a new Ford truck. So again, we've really upped the ante this year on the One Bass circuit.
Well, you know, there's no slouches in the West. You know, you find that out pretty quickly. And you know, we're seeing that across the country. Skeet Reese now is the number one ranked angler in the world, you know, in the State Farm World Rankings. And, you know, the guys from the West are really stepping it up. And it's nice to be able to cover that Western group. You know, we've at Bass Fan, we've tried doing that with you guys. We've had a lot of long-running experience with One Bass. And it's nice now to be able to put this thing together into a program where now when your anglers get done fishing your stuff, they still got a chance to fish something else in the Weekend Warrior as well.
Absolutely, and you know, the West has long been a breeding ground for some of the better fishermen, and I think the guys back east are starting to realize that now. As you mentioned, you know, we've got Skeet Reese, we've got guys like Aaron Martins, Jay Yellis, Gary Klein, a lot of people forget came out of the West, and so really the West is starting to make its mark overall on the fishing scene across the country. But, yeah, and, you know, we still have a lot of real strong fishermen out here in the West that, you know, they're smart. They choose to stick where their roots are from. We, you know, Gary Dobbins and Mike Folkstad, guys like that, you know, they're always a threat out here on the West Coast. In fact, as most of your listeners probably already know, Gary Dobbins managed to win his 38th boat at our Oroville event this past weekend. Yeah, the competition out West here definitely is very stiff, and you know, we occasionally get to see some of the East Coast guys come out to our U.S. Open, which is our big flagstone event, or I should say our big keystone event, excuse me, that we have in September. And speaking of that, we're doing something interesting this year. We actually are combining our Western Classic, which is essentially the fish off of our top anglers out West, into the U.S. Open. So we're going to have two tournaments in one, and it's going to be a pretty big payout. We're going to have, you know, a truck, 50,000 cash, and about five fully rigged boats to give away at that event. So that should be a real doozy this year, and we hope to get a lot of coverage and press out of it.
Well, Bill, you know, as usual, you guys just keep ratcheting up the bar, and it's great to have you with us here at Bass Fan Army, and I look forward to talking to some of your anglers this year, too. We're going to get some of those guys on, do some stories on them as well, and try to ratchet your media exposure up a little bit, too.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, Terry, and you know, we'll be happy to do everything we can in conjunction with Bass Fan Army as well as Bass Fan Radio, and look forward to working with you guys and giving you updates throughout the season.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has indeed been Bass Fan Army Radio.